kind of like just thinking about sometimes like having kind of like a do or die attitude towards like just doing whatever, you know, whether it be here or anywhere else.
Yeah.
Do you have any reflections on that kind of like?
I think it's better to start off with a do or die attitude and ease up later than to start making excuses from yourself right from the get-go. I mean, job, but just take it easy, and to, you know, so that's a an aspect. But you know, it tends to be that kind of idealistic energy. But it's also how, you know, it's how I think we all usually start with that, and then how do you maintain a realistic energy and not compromise one's underlying principles of commitment to Dhamma and to practice. So it's really an important balance to be reflecting on, because we don't really understand ourselves until we've, because what we conceive of as our limits and our boundaries are usually based on usually fear or laziness, and so that without sort of testing those boundaries and putting forth some effort, then one doesn't actually know what those boundaries are, what actually is useful and what's not. And it doesn't mean one has to be pounding all the time on the boundaries, but certainly one has to be willing to give oneself to the practice and to the training and see what happens.